Welcome to the Feminist Wellbeing Podcast, my sisters. I'm your host, Stephanie Dozier, non-diet nutritionist, certified intuitive eating counselor, and cognitive behavior coach. And I've earned my PhD in diet culture. And at the age of 40, I changed. And I changed my practice. And I'm here today to help you, guide you out of diet culture by reshaping your mind, not your body. So in this podcast, we're going beyond the food to fight diet culture and patriarchy. And today we're going to talk about the number one mindset that is holding you back from not giving a fuck about what your body looks. This is going to be a solo episode of just me coaching you. And this podcast came from actually a question that I received on a class that I was just finished teaching. So I'm recording this on April the 19th, 2024. It's 1:50 p.m. and I, an hour ago, finished a two-hour free class on how to teach nutrition without co-opting diet culture. And this question came true. What is the number one thing you would recommend to do to heal your body image? I rephrased it for all of us today for the intent of this podcast, because really what women want is not give a fuck about their body, or at least women in my age bracket. So I'm going to answer this with one thing. The number one mindset is self-awareness. That is what's holding us back for not giving a shit about what people think, say about us, including our body. And for me, that became true when I got into the world of psychology, when I got into the world of mindset with my coach, which most of you know, and mentor, which is Carol Lowenthal. She taught me mindset. She taught me cognitive behavioral coaching from the feminist lens. And before that, I thought I was self-aware, but I wasn't. And that's what shifted profoundly my well-being, my body image, because I became aware of not only my body, the size of my body, but I became aware of my mind, my thoughts, my influence, my socialization, why I was thinking in the way that I was thinking. And by the time I met Kara, I had been already on a long road of healing and personal development, and I had worked mainly at the emotional level. So we talked on the Feminist Wellbeing Podcast 1.0 podcast about the four bodies and how currently patriarchy, diet culture, healthism, the way we view health as women, we think strictly of health as our physical body. So on the first layer of my journey, I had moved from thinking about my health from just the physical to the emotional body, not realizing that there was another layer to who I was as a human being, which is my mind, my mental body. And as I'm saying that to you today, I'm realizing why I, up to, I would say, 2016, 2017, and yet became self-aware of my thoughts and belief, it was shame. Because I was trained in a medical system where people who had mental health issue, something was wrong with them. Something to be ashamed of, depression and anxiety. And I had held that belief that we really don't need to look at our mental body unless we have a problem that's diagnosable as a mental health issue. And if you do have that, just don't talk about it. And I'm just realizing that biasy is what had held me back until 2017, 2016 to become aware of my thought. And that's why I wasn't feeling well. That's why I was still hung up on not being well in all parts of me. That's why I was still looking for what was missing. And what was missing was my mental body, becoming aware of the thoughts swirling in my head. So the mindset shift is about becoming aware of all parts of you, becoming aware of your mental body, the thoughts and the belief that are programmed in your brain that you think on repeat, your emotional body, become more deeply aware of your nervous system, of your emotion, feel your emotion, the sensation in your body, and learn to become comfortable with those emotions. And then become aware of your behavior, of your action, of your physical body, of how you're reacting into the world because of how you feel and because of how you think and the belief and the socialization you have received. When you do that, you become also aware of your power. Because when you're not aware of all parts of you, of your thoughts, of your feeling, and how they create the reaction, you're stuck into that space of, I hate my body. I hate my body. I don't take care of my body. I want to take care of my body. Oh my God, I'm not eating good enough, right? All the things. You're just swirling in the behavior you don't want to have, and you feel powerless because you think it just happens to you. I often say to people, it's like you're thinking that things just happen to you because they fall off the sky, and then you just unfold into your life. When you become aware of all parts of you, you realize that you have the power to change how you experience life, how you experience your body. So when you want to be in a place where you don't give a fuck about what your body looks, you want to be able to think different thoughts. Because right now, the reason why you give a fuck about what your body look is because you're thinking, I am my body. As a woman, my purpose in life is to be beautiful. The reason why partners are attracted to me is because of what my body looks. So the reason why I'm alone is because of what my body looks. The reason why I'm not healthy is because of the fat layers on my body. You're thinking these thoughts in your brain, unbeknown to you, they're just that, thoughts. They're not facts, they're thoughts. And I would say that's the second mindset. I know I had said I was going to hold myself back to one mindset, but I'll layer in 1.2. So mindset number one is increasing your level of awareness of being willing to be self-aware. And then two, starting in your mental body, acknowledging that the thoughts you think are not facts. They're just thoughts, a string of words put together by your socialized brain, an opinion, a perspective, but it's not facts. So when you give a fuck about what people look, it's because you have the thought, it's important the way I look. That thought, it's important the way I look, is a thought. That's not a fact that it's important. It's your socialized brain as a woman in a patriarchal society entrenched in diet culture and fat phobia that you were socialized to believe that as a woman, it's important the way you look. So you've been thinking that thoughts for decades, years, let's say decades. We're all old enough to say decades. You've been thinking that thoughts for decades, and that creates the shame, the guilt that you're feeling, and that produced the behavior of you not taking care of yourself the way you want to. It produced the putting big clothes on instead of tight clothes so people don't see your body. It creates that lens where you're watching everywhere you go if people are looking at you. you're creating that reality by the way you think. So becoming aware of these thoughts and how they make you feel and how you're behaving as a result of how it makes you feel is the number one mindset shift you can do. Because when you become aware of what you create, you automatically realize, fuck, I can change this. Because if I create this cycle of self-hatred and disrespect towards my body because of the way that I think, if I think differently, guess what? I'm going to feel differently. And over time, I'm going to have different behavior towards my body. Holy shit. That's called empowerment. The number one mindset shift you can do to not give a fuck about your body and really about anything as a woman in a patriarchal society entrenched in diet culture and fat phobia is realize the power that you have to change your reality by changing the way you think and running away from the socialization that we all been exposed to. So how do we do that? How do we become more self-aware? The number one step is wanting to be more self-aware. So I thought, so if I go back in the clock, 2016, I wanted to be self-aware, but I did not know that there was such a thing as a mental body beyond mental health issue. Oh, okay. You mean like, oh, you mean that we don't have to be ashamed of our health, mental health? Like this is normal because it's the way we think. And it's just like the whole thing unfolded for me. And I'm like, okay, show me how. So that's the number one thing is wanting to be aware of all parts of you. And typically the last part of you that most women are aware of because nobody's ever told them is their mental body beyond mental health issue and anxiety and depressions. But there's another part to your mental body that is the thoughts and that you think and the belief systems. How do we do that? I'm going to teach you a very simple tool today that I teach everywhere and that will allow you to become aware of the thoughts you're thinking. It's called a thought download. So the way you do this is I'm going to reach over. If you're watching me on camera right now, I'm reaching over to grab one of my thought workbook. So it's a literal 8 by 10 inches book and has blank pages. And it's just, I take a pen and I download my thoughts in my brain. I do that most morning. So most morning, I'm actually going to link two pictures in the show note of this podcast, the show note on my website. So if you're listening to this, you have the short version of the show notes on your app, podcast app. Click the link to see the show note on my website. Okay. To be able to see those two pictures if you want to see them. So it has changed my life so much that literally parts of my house for me are adapted to facilitating me doing thought downloads to become aware of what's in my thoughts. So you will see in one of the picture is a quarter of my living space has a very comfy chair. It has my thought work book. You'll see it's a black book on a table. And it's looking towards nature in my house. So every morning I'll go there, I'll grab my pen, and I'll ask myself questions, which I'm going to give you some questions to ask yourself. And then I just download, I write down the thoughts that answer that question, the thoughts that are floating in my brain. And it has a, this is totally unscientific, but it has a power to release. It's almost like what's floating in my brain gets ejected out of my body into that piece of paper. It's like a relief. Because it's almost like when thoughts are swirling in our head, we don't see them swirling in our head. We only feel the consequence in our emotional body and in our behavior, but we don't see what's going on up there in our brain. So this thought download is literally pen to paper. Ask yourself a question and write it down. So I'm going to give you a few questions that are focused on body image for you to become aware of why you give a fuck right now about your body. Okay? So you're going to find the thoughts and the belief that cause you to give a fuck about how your body look. And the idea is you create an opposite thought in order for you to not give a fuck about your body. That's the simple version. This is something that I teach in more depth called cognitive behavioral coaching or self-coaching. If I teach it to women to do it on their own, as you can understand, I can't teach you that in a half an hour podcast. This is something you would need to come and work with me for. But top download is step one of that, and it will take you far along. Okay, that's like the free thing I can give you that's going to give you a lot of relief. So here's a few questions you can ask yourself for your body. You, as a human, answer that question. What do I think about my body when I look in the mirror? You could take this particular question even further. You could take your book, your pen, and you to the mirror, look at yourself in the mirror, and then sit down and write the thought live. You will see why you give a shit about what your body look when you do this live exercise in front of the mirror. Don't do it naked. Just do it fully dressed. What do I make my body looks means about me as a person? What do I tell myself about why my body looks the way it does? Oh, this question is so fascinating. You're going to see a ton of self-loading in there. Self-blaming. You're going to see the diet culture thoughts that it's your fault, you did something wrong, like dumping on that piece of paper. It's going to be such a relief for you. The next question, once you've dumped your thoughts, right, if you want to take it to the next level, you can ask, you can reread each thought individually. This is not journaling, by the way. This is thought download. You just write a thought, next thought, next thought. You don't write a story. Take each thought individually and ask the question, when I think this thought, how do I feel? Ooh, now it's gonna guide you to go in your body and like, ooh, I feel shame, I feel guilt, I feel frustrated. It's gonna now take that exercise of self-awareness to your emotional body. So the way that I do that for me is I'll write the thought, leave an empty line in my book so I can write the emotion. Then I write the next thought, the next. I just write, let's say, 15 thoughts that are swirling in my head with a line in between because I know I'm going to come back at it and I'm going to ask myself that question, what do I think? When I think this thought, how does it make me feel? And then you can ask yourself, do I want to continue to think this thought and feel this way? Because I'm the one who creates the frustration by thinking this thought. Such a profound exercise. Such a profound exercise. Go and do this. Go and sit on the couch, sit in your bed, do your first thought download, take it to the emotional body if you want, can, if that's an interest of yours, and let me know how it does for you. Connect with me on social media, send me an email. I want to hear from you how this tool, how this mindset shift of becoming self-aware has helped you not give a fuck about what people think, say about you and your body. I love you, my sister, and I'll see you in the next podcast. Hey, my sisters, if you are loving what you are learning on the podcast, you have to come and check out our feminist mentorship masterclasses and our internationally recognized non-diet coaching certification on our website at www.stephaniedoze.com/shop. This is where you can get the individual coaching and the support to take the concept thought on the podcast to the next level, embrace our well-being in a way that will expand our collective freedom and power. Come and join myself and other women to learn how to reshape your mind, not your body. I'll see you there.